Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O
Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas. You know, this morning at 9 a.m., the power went out here at Holy Family. And the power was off for 4 hours. And of course, I remained calm the whole time. You know that's not true. So tonight, in a special way, I want to thank those hard workers who were out there in the pouring rain. Sometimes we take people for granted, do we not? So tonight at Mass, I want you to think of all the brave men and women who worked outdoors for us. And you know, and we're so blessed that the lights came back on. So thank you, Jesus, for the gift of electricity tonight, all right? On Monday, for the last 6 months on Monday, I've had a meeting at 9 a.m. to discuss all the projects we've had here at Holy Family, but specifically about our church retrofit project. And thanks be to God, we're almost done. But this past Monday, we were in here to look at our confessionals, because I know you guys are all very excited to go to confession in them, right? So we were over there, and I kind of got a little bit embarrassed because I had forgotten to turn my phone off. And while we were talking, my ESPN app went off. And you know the sound, da-da-na, da-da-na, right? And this is what the thing said, breaking news. Next year, USC and Notre Dame will not play. And I was instantly, as you know, I didn't go to USC or Notre Dame. I went to Long Beach State. But as somebody who grew up in Southern California, that's a big rivalry, is it not? And there are a lot of USC alumni here at Holy Family, and I thought, how am I going to console my flock? But you know, we like traditions, and so many people have shared the last week about how important that game has been for their family, whether you're rooting for USC or, of course, we know Jesus went to Notre Dame, right? But you know, traditions are important, family traditions. And of course, when things do change, what do? Right away, we start blaming people. We
We blame coaches, we blame administration, and the list can go on and on. People have generally been angry, but it's also been cool to see how passionate people are about this game and these universities that they deeply love. But you know, in life, things come and go and things change, do they not? And sometimes some of the best traditions that we deeply love, sometimes they're not going to happen in a certain year. But what you're doing tonight is something that will never change. Because tonight we're celebrating the one person in your life that will never disappoint you. The one person in your life that will always be there for you. The one person in your life that loves you unconditionally. So people of God, whose birthday are we celebrating tonight? What's his name?
Jesus.
Oh, this is pathetic. We moved the mass up 2 hours. I thought you'd be more energetic. Whose birthday are we celebrating?
Jesus.
Yeah, that was a little over the top, but I'll take it. It's Jesus' birthday. And on his birthday, this is what we're getting. In a constantly changing world, where people come and go, parishioners come and go, priests come and go, political leaders come and go, in a constantly changing world, this is what Jesus gives us tonight. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. On Christmas, we receive the gift of Jesus. And it's through him we receive the forgiveness of our sins. So I tell you tonight, as a priest that deeply loves you, there is nothing in the world that you've done that Jesus will not forgive. So on this Christmas Eve night, how beautiful it would be that we remember how much Christ forgives us. But sometimes the hardest thing to do is to forgive ourselves. So what a gift it would be to yourself tonight to realize that no matter what you've done, Jesus forgives you because he loves you. That unconditional love that only Jesus Christ can give us. And Jesus came into the messiness of the world. And he's looking into your heart tonight. He's saying, I know what you're going through. I know your challenges, your family struggles, the pressure you're in at work, the health issues, whatever it is. And on this night that we celebrate his birth, he's saying, I came into the world for you. And I love you for who you are. God does not make junk. Each and every one of you is beautifully created in his image and likeness. And your life is a gift to the world. And he loves you unconditionally, just exactly how you are. And finally, on this beautiful Christmas night, we're reminded that one day, God willing, we will have the gift of eternal life in heaven. Heaven is our end goal, my friend. That's why we're here tonight, because Jesus opened the gates of heaven for us all. And sometimes we get ourselves so worked up because we want everything to be perfect here on earth, and we almost think it should be heaven. Right, dear friends, we're not there yet. So in those moments of doubt, those moments of challenge, when everything seems to be changing around you, and maybe stuff that you thought would never go away has, Jesus is reminding you tonight that heaven awaits each and every one of you. One of our students at Holy Family asked me, Father Ricky, what do you want for Christmas? And I instinctively said, I want a Dodger three-peat next year. But when I really thought about it, I said, what I really want one day is to be with my family who's died again. And if you think about it on Christmas, don't we think about the people that we love in a special way? So if you're sitting there tonight and you're missing your husband or wife, your mom or dad, your son or daughter, whoever it is, know that they're waiting for you in heaven. Because this is not our true home. Our true home is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So that is why we're here tonight. Because in a constantly changing world, Jesus Christ is always there for us. So let's just bow our heads on this holy night and let's thank him for all that he's done for us, for all the blessings we've had, for all the people that we love, and in the struggles we know that he walks with us always.